Well, you faced a ranked team at NJC. You knew it was going to be a tough road test at their place. But boy, I think we talked about it at the first meeting. They're pretty good this year, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. You know, they don't get rattled. They shoot the ball well. They're deep and have players that come in, and you know they have some players that can play both sides of the ball really well, and size and length and shooting. So, you know, I think they're a team that's obviously the ranking speaks for itself, but we went in that game and felt we had a good opportunity to play well. You know, we did for three quarters. We just fell apart in that fourth, and you know they outscored us by 10 and really opened it up. And you know, we just have to have we just didn't have very much depth in Saturday's game, and that kind of hurt us, and turnovers hurt us again, and so those little things just have to be fixed for us to be successful.
Well, playing those teams, you know, you just have a quarter or two, got off to kind of a tough start first quarter, came back second quarter, and kind of hung with them. I mean, had a tough fourth quarter, tried to score, but pretty much playing catch up the entire time, weren't you?
Yeah, we were. I mean, that first quarter, we were down, I think, 7 at the end of the first quarter, and it really didn't feel like that. I mean, I think that they made some plays, and we had some miscues on a couple things, but I thought we played well. We were executing our stuff. We didn't make a couple of shots. We had some transition layup that was wide open. Just missed that shot. Had a couple others that you know the ball just didn't go in. We had four quick fouls on us to start that quarter. So I think there was just Gemma got her second at the end of that quarter and set part of the second. I didn't feel like we were down 7. I felt like we were right there, and I felt we played well in the second quarter. Audra really shot the ball well for us, kept us in it, we did some things. And yeah, I mean, two quarters. You know, I think we were right there, and the other, you know, the first and the fourth. You know, we just put ourselves kind of in a hole. And against good teams, you have to be right there, even or win. You know, three out of the four quarters. To be successful.
You got North Platte Community College to their place Tuesday night, Coach. It was 41-36 the first time. You got off to a great start in that one. They battled back, and you're expecting, I'm sure, a battle at their place on Tuesday, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, tomorrow should be a good game. I doubt that either team, I wouldn't say I doubt, but I don't think either team's going to shoot the ball like we did in the first game, where it was just miserable, I think less than 20% for both teams from the field, I kind of trying to block that one out as far as what we did offensively, and just tie it up to a fluke. But it should be a good game. You know, our defensive teams, I think on both sides, you know, North Platte, you know, plays well defensively. They really pack it in. They really don't give you many driving lanes and opportunities to paint. And so the ones that we do get, you know, we're gonna have to work hard to create and then finish. Finish when we do get in there, and we're gonna have to knock down some shots in order to bring them out a little bit. But they do a really good job on the defensive end. I think we do a really good job on the defensive end. So it's going to be a battle. I think again for both our teams. And today's going to be a huge prep day. We had to work, you know, a little bit of a rest yesterday, training room, and just some stretching and stuff to get our bodies right, and then you know we'll get after it today and prepare for them and what they do and hopefully go out tomorrow. It's always a tough place to play in North Platte. You know, the crowd, the school, everything. You know, they really show out for both the women's and the men's games. So that the atmosphere is going to be, you know, one thing that we're going to have to, you know, adjust to, and you know, playing at North Platte, NJC on Saturday, I think really, you know, really sets a tone for that, because it's always a great crowd there. So, you know, it's something we've seen on Saturday, and hopefully we prepare ourselves mentally for, again, come